This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, where Black Friday pricing is going on now for the PDF version. That's over a half off right now until tomorrow at midnight Pacific Standard Time. Rush on over to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com before it's too late. Thanks. Hello and welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 593. I'm Steve Webb, your host. Happy Thanksgiving to my American listeners. If this is your first time here, welcome. I hope you like what you hear. If you've been here before, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we read the Old Testament, and every Tuesday and Thursday, we read the New Testament. Today, we're going to begin the final book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. We still have a few books to go in the Old Testament, but most of them are quite short. If everything goes according to my plan, we'll conclude the Old Testament on Monday, December 19th, 2016, and the New Testament Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. And then that'll give us some time off before starting all over again in January. Here's some introduction to Revelation before we read. The book of Revelation is regarded by many people as the most difficult to understand book in the Bible. And to be sure, there are many passages within its pages that we can only guess at their meaning. But there is much we can learn, and as a matter of fact, chapter 1, verse 3 promises blessings to those who study it. The author is the Apostle John, who was imprisoned on the island of Patmos, just off the coast of Greece. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 1. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus Christ. Jesus shows those who serve God what will happen soon. God made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. John gives witness to everything he saw. The things he gives witness to are God's word and what Jesus Christ has said. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy. Blessed are those who hear it and think everything it says is important. The time when these things will come true is near. I, John, am writing this letter. I'm sending it to the seven churches in Asia Minor. May grace and peace come to you from the one who is, and who was, and who will come. May grace and peace come to you from the seven spirits who are in front of God's throne. May grace and peace come to you from Jesus Christ. What Jesus gives witness to can always be trusted. He was the first to rise from the dead. He rules over the kings of the earth. Give glory and power to the one who loves us. He has set us free from our sins by pouring out his blood for us. He has made us members of his royal family. He has made us priests who serve his God and Father. Give him glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him will see him. All the nations of the earth will be sad because of him. This really will happen. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, says the Lord God. I am the one who is, and who was, and who will come. I am the Mighty One. I, John, am a believer like you. I am a friend who suffers like you. As members of Jesus' royal family, we can put up with anything that happens to us. I was on the island of Patmos because I taught God's word and what Jesus said. The Holy Spirit took complete control of me on the Lord's Day. I heard a loud voice behind me that sounded like a trumpet. The voice said, "Write on a scroll what you see. Send it to the seven churches in Asia Minor. They are Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned around to see who was speaking to me. When I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. In the middle of them was someone who looked like a son of man. He was dressed in a long robe with a gold strip of cloth around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a blazing fire. His feet were like bronze metal glowing in a furnace. His voice sounded like rushing waters. He held seven stars in his hand. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword that had two edges. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brightness. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. Then he put his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys to death and hell. So write down what you have seen. Write about what is happening now and what will happen later. Here is what the mystery of the seven stars you saw in my right hand means. They are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven golden lampstands you saw stand for the seven churches. Revelation chapter 2. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Ephesus. Here are the words of the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand. He also walks among the seven golden lampstands. He says, I know what you're doing. You work long and hard. I know you can't put up with those who are evil. You have tested those who claim to be apostles, but are not. You have found out that they are liars. You have been faithful and have put up with a lot of trouble because of me. You have not given up. But here is something I hold against you. You don't have as much love as you had at first. Remember how far you have fallen. Turn away from your sins. Do the things you did at first. If you don't, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you do have this in your favor. You hate the way the Nicolaitans act. I hate it too. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. I will allow those who overcome to eat from the tree of life in God's paradise. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Smyrna. Here are the words of the one who is the first and the last. He is the one who died and came to life again. He says, I know that you suffer and are poor, but you are rich. Some people say they are Jews, but are not. I know that their words are evil. Their worship is satanic. Don't be afraid of what you're going to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you. You will be treated badly for 10 days. Be faithful, even if it means you must die. Then I will give you a crown. The crown is life itself. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Those who overcome will not be hurt at all by the second death. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Pergamum. Here are the words of the one with the sharp sword that has two edges. He says, I know that you live where Satan has his throne, but you remain true to me. You did not give up your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness. He was put to death in your city where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you. You have people there who follow the teaching of Balaam. He taught Balak to lead the people of Israel into sin. So they ate food that had been offered to statues of gods, and they committed sexual sins. You also have people who follow the teaching of the Nicolaitans. So turn away from your sins. If you don't, I will come to you soon. I will fight against those people with the sword that comes out of my mouth. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. I will give hidden manna to those who overcome. I will also give each of them a white stone with a new name written on it. Only the one who receives that name will know what it is. Here is what I command to you to write to the church in Thyatira. Here are the words of the Son of God. He is the one whose eyes are like blazing fire. His feet are like polished bronze. He says, I know what you're doing. I know your love and your faith. I know how well you have served. I know you don't give up easily. In fact, you are doing more now than you did at first. But here is what I have against you. You put up with that woman Jezebel. She calls herself a prophet. With her teaching, she has led my servants into sexual sin. She has tricked them into eating food offered to statues of gods. I've given her time to turn away from her sinful ways, but she doesn't want to. She sinned on a bed, so I will make her suffer on a bed. And those who commit adultery with her will suffer greatly. Their only way out is to turn away from what she taught them to do. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am the one who searches hearts and minds. I will pay each one of you back for what you have done. I won't bother the rest of you in Thyatira. You don't follow the teaching of Jezebel. You haven't learned what some people call Satan's deep secrets. Just hold on to what you have until I come. I'll give authority over the nations to all who overcome and who carry out my plans to the end. It is written, He will rule them with an iron rod. He will break them to pieces like clay pots. I have received this authority from my Father. I will also give the morning star to all who overcome. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Revelation chapter 3. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Sardis. Here are the words of the one who holds the seven spirits of God. He has the seven stars in his hand. He says, I know what you're doing. People think you're alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what is left, or it will die. You have not done all that my God wants you to do. So remember what you've been taught and heard. Obey it. Turn away from your sins. If you don't wake up, I will come like a thief. You won't know when I will come to you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have kept their clothes clean. They will walk with me, dressed in white, because they are worthy. Those who overcome will also be dressed in white. I will never erase their names from the book of life. I will speak of them by name to my Father and his angels. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command you to write to the church in Philadelphia. Here are the words of the one who is holy and true. He holds the key of David. No one can shut what he opens, and no one can open what he shuts. He says, I know what you are doing. Look, I have put an open door in front of you. No one can shut it. I know that you don't have much strength, but you have obeyed my word. You have not said no to me. Some people claim they are Jews, but are not. They are liars. Their worship is from Satan. I will make them come and fall down at your feet. I will make them say in public that I love you. You have kept my command to put up with anything that happens. So I will keep you from the time of suffering that is going to come to the whole world. I will test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have. Then no one will take away your crown. I'll see to it that those who overcome will be pillars in the temple of my God. They will never leave it again. I will write the name of my God on them. I will write the name of the city of my God on them. This is the new Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. I will also write my new name on them. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Here is what I command to you to write to the church in Laodicea. Here are the words of the one who is the Amen. What he gives witness to is faithful and true. He rules over what God has created. He says, I know what you are doing. I know you aren't cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. But you are lukewarm. You aren't hot or cold. So I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich, I've become wealthy, and don't need anything. But you don't realize how pitiful and miserable you've become. You are poor, blind, and naked. So here's my advice. Buy from me gold made pure by fire. Then you will become rich. Buy from me white clothes to wear. Then you'll be able to cover your shameful nakedness. And buy from me healing lotion to put on your eyes. Then you'll be able to see. I correct and train those I love. So be sincere and turn away from your sins. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If any of you hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with you, and you will eat with me. I'll give those who overcome the right to sit with me on my throne. In the same way, I overcame. Then I sat down with my Father on his throne. Those who have ears should listen to what the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Time is getting short. If you want my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, at half price, you better get on over right now to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. I've been telling you what a great addition it is to your library if you read the Bible, and there's never been a better time to pick it up, because right now until midnight tomorrow, Pacific Standard Time, you can get more than half off on the PDF version of the book. Right now the price is just $9.97, but only until midnight Pacific Standard Time tomorrow. After that, Black Friday is over, and so is this price. So why don't you pause the show right now, go on over to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com, get your PDF copy, and then come on back to the show. I'd hate to have you miss this price, and I'll be here when you get back. EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. May God bless the reading of His Word. So, John is either shown a vision of heaven or he is taken there. We can't really tell from his description. And when he is there, he sees many things, and he hears a voice that tells him to write down what he sees. When he turns to see who was speaking to him, he sees someone who looked like a son of man. John didn't know who it was, and no wonder. John says, he was dressed in a long robe with a gold strip of cloth around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a blazing fire. His feet were bronze like metal glowing in a furnace. His voice sounded like rushing waters. He held 7 stars in his right hand, and out of his mouth came a sharp sword that had 2 edges. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brightness. What would you do if you saw something like that? Probably just what John did. He fainted. But this awe-inspiring person puts his right hand on John and says, "Don't be afraid. I'm the first and the last. I'm the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys to death and hell." It was Jesus, and he told John not to be afraid. Despite his appearance, despite the fact that he holds the keys to death and hell, he tells John not to be afraid. If we're in Christ Jesus, if we're his, we have no cause for fear. We don't need to fear what is in the past. We don't need to fear what is in the present. We don't need to fear what is in the future. We are His. We are in Him, and He is in us. And greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. Do not be afraid. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. The clock is ticking away on Black Friday pricing on Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Get on over to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com and pick up your copy for more than half off. I'll see you next time. Until then, may God bless you richly. Thanks for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.